The believing brain is prone to see patternicity in phenomena where there is none. This leads to false beliefs of agency underlying otherwise disconnected events. At root, this is the cause of anthropomorphism. Imbuing inanimate objects and even the complex systems of the entire universe with consciousness where there is none. Objective reality has no grand designer. Events unfurl within time as we respond and react to each other and the environment. Change is a chaotic principle. Our lives unfolding in reasoned response to entropy. There is no implicit meaning to be found, no inherent narrative unfurling. In the theatre of consciousness, where we sit at the back of the cinema, watching the story of our lives unfold before us, there is no script writer. No God is guiding our destiny. Nor are we passive victims to fate. We can get out of our seat and visit another film theatre, or choose instead to talk to the other cinema goers about the film. It has been said that to teach children that there is a God looking after our fates is tantamount to emotional abuse. Teaching a false reality where the actual rules of life are suspended creates delusion and eventually a crisis of faith. Prayer cannot work because not only is no one listening to our supplications, but the universe shows no signs of divinely ordained order. There is no divine policeman to judge our actions, no scales of karma to balance the books and create good outcomes for righteous behaviour. A different universe could exist with completely different laws of physics. The fact ours has specific laws is the same as if the forces of expansion had occurred without any intentionality. Things could be otherwise, but we live in this universe, so the complex laws of forces, matter, and time exist in parity and harmony with our universe's laws. There is little reason why the zebra should not have pink spots, beyond the underlying survival of the species through natural selection, through camouflage. This requires no designer. The mind, however, sees patterns not there, since consciousness develops as a survival mechanism. To feel the hairs go up on the back of your neck, or hear a whisper of warning on the wind, aids survival in a hostile world full of predators. The anxiety of fight or flight is the principal reason why our minds look for patterns that do not exist. Tread on a crack and break your back. Superstitions of all kinds exist because we see faces in the clouds and try to read our fates in the stars. Once again, there is no grand design or meaning. We are not followers of a script, even as the mind continues looking for signs. The daemon or spark that motivates us may seem all-embracing and full of self-import, but succeed or fail in our goals, there is no inherent moral to the story. We are not given a meaning by life. We can, however, find meanings to live within life. This is not the meaning of dogma. No one has the answers for us. Life is a jigsaw puzzle we ourselves complete in conflict and cooperation with others. We cannot predict outcomes to the complexity that surrounds us, but we can make our next move based on past experience. Are we dictated to by our history then? Can we break free of repetition of nurtured response and the seemingly fixed potentials of our natures? Some say self-will is an illusion, that we are fixed in our reactions to stimulus, that all our actions are dictated by neurological pathways like unconscious biological robots. Consciousness is difficult to quantify. Are we tied to the rock like Prometheus, whilst the gods inflict punishments on our ailing bodies for the hubris of stealing the fire of agency from the heavens? We have choice and agency. We cannot control the outcome of our decisions, but we are free to choose moment to moment. Is character fixed, or can we choose the clothes we wear? Are our personalities mere masks that we wear for the other? Do our core selves have an immutability to their form, or are they fluid and dynamic? We all show different faces to others, but are we self-defined or mere victims to the dominance of public opinion and the judgment of our communities? The facets of a rough diamond reveal itself as it scintillates in the light. Some faces highly polished, but the gem is ever a work in progress, smoothing the rough edges of our personality. In this self-development, where we try to decide our course through uncharted seas, we look for maps and signs. The dogma of religious ideology has proven to be false. There is no divine compass to show true north. We are engaged as conscious beings in a co-created story within our unfolding lives. We are not passive observers. We are engaged in the creative process of living. The imminent reality where we seem constrained by the contingency of our circumstance is something we can struggle to overcome through force of will. Our futures are emergent. We are not the centre of the universe, but our agency is the fulcrum that moves the wheels of change. We are not passive victims to a divine dictator or the tyranny of the majority to be crushed by the machine. Ruling elites may obstruct our path, but they are ultimately not in control. The universe does not dictate our fates. Rather than see ourselves as shameful, defective sinners, we can love ourselves even as we work at self-improvement and personal development. We can view ourselves not as flawed, but instead as perfectly imperfect works in progress. No longer victims to our histories, but creative living seeking empowerment for ourselves and others. Our experience is not spiritual, but a human one. We attempt to overcome entropy and decay to live dynamic, fluid engagement with an improved emergent future. We may fail. Success over the forces of entropy is not guaranteed. Better to die fighting on our feet than live a lifetime of fear upon our knees. We may need a little elbow room to achieve our goals, but it is with clear intention and a good will that we try to move forwards. The human spirit need not surrender to defeat or obstruction as we ever fight for greater freedoms. We have agency as the gift of consciousness. We are free to decide our choices and own meaning.